We've been preparing for this Mass for about 9 weeks now. So over 2 months ago, I invited our parishioners to pray for our family and friends who would be visiting us for Christmas. And so for a 9 week period, parishioners volunteered to fast one day a week for 9 weeks for one person that would be visiting at the Christmas Masses. And parishioners told me that they did fasting things from radio in the car to eating between meals to eat a daily Wordle on their fast day. And so I'm telling you this because Catholics, the reality is that many of us grew up with an impersonal or even a cold experience of faith. But the good news is that there are hundreds of parishioners who have prayed for you that you would know a God who is personal, a God who wants to be a part of your life as you are already a part of His life. So three words for the homily today: Bethlehem, busy, and book. Bethlehem, busy, and book. First, Bethlehem. Bethlehem, the city of David. David, the shepherd boy who becomes king. David, man after God's own heart. Bethlehem, the city of St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, but also of the family tree of David and the humble carpenter. Bethlehem, the city of the newborn king, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So despite 2,000 years, I believe there are many people who want to meet and want to know Jesus. That includes those who have met Him outside the Catholic faith, those Catholics who've grown up their whole lives without knowing God's personal love, even despite perhaps many years of Catholic school education. But there are also those going through tough times and they want God to show up, but they don't know where to look. And finally, I believe even those who have given up on God at some level want to know and meet Him. So Bethlehem represents that place where Jesus can be found, where He can be met, where He can be known. And I believe that first Christmas teaches us where and how to find Jesus. As important as Bethlehem is in the Christian faith, it's really a nothing town. It's really a tiny town of a tiny ethnic group at the intersection of nobody and nowhere in the Roman Empire. But that says something of where to find Jesus, of how to find Him. We can also learn of how to find Him from the visitors who encounter Jesus. In today's Gospel, we hear of the shepherds, and on the Feast of the Epiphany, we hear of the three wise men. What is the common theme between these visitors of the newborn king? And how did they get that encounter with Him? And many others do not. That's our next word: busy. Busy. Not that these visitors were busy, but that they represent professions, lifestyles that were steeped in an unhurried approach to the world, the opposite of busy. Take, for example, the shepherds. Shepherds, their way of life was not mired in endless meetings and messages and multitasking and impossible expectations and all the crushing demands that we find in our modern life. But theirs was a job of singular and simplicity, a singular focus and simplicity, to care, to corral, to defend the sheep. A life that is not busy in the modern sense. And then you have the three wise men. They were likely professional philosophers or astrologers. That is, they were careful observers of the world and the night sky to get deeper meanings and insights into life, to answer the important questions of life. Again, a life that is not busy in the modern sense. So I've been thinking about that word busy. I've been looking at my own life. And I've come to the realization that the strongest connections I've made to God were in those unbusy moments of life. Quiet time reading the Bible in the morning. Hearing a testimony at a retreat. Participating in Eucharistic adoration. Or a day of solitude and prayer. All that to raise these questions. In our lives, is it possible that our modern life has actually gotten too busy? Is it possible that we're so busy that we miss out on Bethlehem, the tiny town, that we miss out on the tiny baby in the tiny town? And we miss out, perhaps, all that He wants to offer us: peace, fulfillment, a foundation of love that can weather storms. So that's the first question. Is it possible that we're too busy? Second, is this busyness a choice that we can make? I'd like to suggest that for many of us, the answer to those questions is yes. And that brings us to the third word, book. Book. You may have heard the name Matthew Kelly. He's a Catholic author, and he's known for a ministry that seeks to reinvigorate the Catholic Church and seeks to respond, again, to the experience of growing up many of us had of a cold and impersonal faith. And here's one faithful man who's saying, no, that's not what this faith is meant to be. But Matthew Kelly, for all that the books he's written and he's helped put them in the hands of Catholics, he recognizes himself. He's lived most of his life under the dictatorship of urgent, busy, and hurry, even while he's doing and traveling and speaking and writing books. He describes his relationship with busy as a toxic one. And he's not alone. In his book, Slowing Down to the Speed of Joy, he writes, researchers ask people every year, what one word will you use to describe how you feel on a daily basis? Overwhelmed is now the most common answer. Overwhelmed. In reading his reflections about the toxic relationship with busy, Matthew Kelly shares some quotes that kind of put busy in perspective. Is it really serving us, this busy lifestyle that many of us are caught up in? I'm going to share with you a few of these quotes. First is the philosopher Blaise Pascal. Quote, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room. Again, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room. This next quote is from Brené Brown. Crazy busy is a great way to stay numb. We stay busy so the truth of our lives can't catch up. This next one from Thomas Merton. There is a pervasive form of modern violence called busyness. To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone and everything, is to succumb to violence. The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence. In this last quote from Cornelia ten Boom, she's a Dutch businesswoman who helped Jews during World War II. And she writes, if the devil can't make us bad, he'll make us busy. If the devil can't make us bad, he'll make us busy. So this book, Slowing Down to the Speed of Joy, is an invitation to slow down. To slow down to the speed of joy. Matthew Kelly, he gives a lot of insights in this book that I personally found helpful. So, what can you do? First, what not to do. I'm not recommending that you cancel Christmas for this year. You cancel your holiday plans. He even admits the speed of joy means the right speed for the right time. And so, yeah, for a couple of days a year, it's not necessarily out of the question that you would have a few more social engagements, all right? But if you feel like you're living Christmas 365, I have a book for you. We bought these books for you. We bought enough books. We have 2 copies per family. If you'd like more, we're probably going to have some left over. You come back. Invite y'all to come back this weekend. We're going to have, you can take as many as you want. And not everyone in the family needs to read this book, but I believe if just 1 or 2 people in your family read this book, and if 1 or 2 people start asking the questions, are we too busy and is there something we can do about it? I believe our family lives can change for the better. But you don't have to read a book. You don't have to read a book to start taking your life back from busy. What's one thing you can do? How can you find Jesus in Bethlehem? How can you be like the shepherds and the wise men? Well, you're doing it right now. The Mass. The Mass. Come back to Mass. I believe the Mass has a powerful potential to change our lives and to take it back from busy. Because the Mass is where you can relearn what it is to be human, that you were made to be human. You were made for rest. You're not a machine. You're not meant to be busy all the time. And the Mass is a place where if all of our problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room, then the Mass is where you have a chance to meet the God of solutions in the quiet of this room. The Mass is where you can learn to be unbusy. And I suggest, perhaps the Mass is so difficult for many of us is because slowing down is so difficult for many of us. But the Mass is where you can practice unbusy. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that He is God." The Mass is where you can start the revolution against the tyrants of urgency, busy, and hurry that claim many of our lives. Another biblical passage, Exodus 14, when the Egyptians were about to overwhelm and destroy the Israelites that they were fleeing, Moses answered the people, "Do not fear. Stand your ground and see the victory the Lord will win for you today. For these Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only have to keep still." Finally, I believe that the Mass is another Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread in Hebrew. I don't know if you knew that. Bethlehem means house of bread. And I love being Catholic because every Mass is like another Christmas. In the first Christmas, the infinite, the almighty, the powerful love of God was dwindled down to infancy in a tiny baby in a tiny town. Every Mass, the love of God is cradled on this altar. Yes, this is unbelievable to many. But for those willing to take a risk of faith, the love of Jesus in the Eucharist, the love under the humble appearance of bread and wine, changes lives. So thank you for coming to Mass. And I invite you to please take a book. Take it as a useful guide, but also please take it as a sign of this community who has prayed that you would know the personal love of God that we celebrate today, that you would have the best Christmas ever. Amen.